This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
And of course, I'm stuck now. Just Aaron's I don't know good. What to call
Aaron's
you,
Aaron. Fine. Dr. Every Aaron week, didn't go
maybe
down
you
well.
You should reverse the order and start yeah, with Aaron. Then it won't sound like he's the afterthought.
I know. Every week, Aaron just wants more and more attention. It's unbelievable. Now, today, I think all the parents in the room are cringing to hear what's going to happen because today we're talking about TV, kids and TV. Silence in the room. Because every parent uses it as a tool.
Yes.
How can we use it appropriately? How can we get the best out of it? And of course, we're going to start with Colette. It's a big issue. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it with you. I'm not going to give you my opinion at this point. But what are you thinking about kids and TV?
I'm definitely not going to start off saying cut out TV. And yes. I'm a mum. I've got three kids. And of course, there's TV in our home.
Yeah.
I think what we need to look at, some of the research definitely shows that children under two shouldn't be having
yep.
much screen time at all. Their brains aren't ready to be absorbing that kind of thing, and they should be doing a lot more fine motor, gross motor, things that are helping their brains and yep. bodies to develop. But I think what we often hear is parents are there's the debate, is it content or time that we need to worry about? And I think it's a bit of both.
Yep. Mm.
And this is not my own opinion. There's a huge body of research out there.
Yep.
So if I look quickly at the difference, so yep. time would be things like looking at how much time your child is spending on something. And say, for example, your child was going to learn the flute.
Mm-hmm.
Spending 20 minutes a day ends up being better for flute playing than 3 hours on a Saturday in one chunk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so they end up learning the flute better over a little bit every day. So if your child is watching chunks of TV every single day, you've got to then start questioning what are they learning out
yeah,
of that time.
That's brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
Then things like also there's the misnomer is, I have to add this in, that very often people will say, well, my child never struggles with concentration when he's watching 3 hours of TV, but the teachers say that he's struggling with concentration at home. Now, you've got to realize that the speed at which the sound and colors and everything are coming at a child from a TV screen are very different to real life.
Mm.
And so your brain becomes very hyper-stimulated by that kind of activity. And what happens is once it's finished, you will find that the child then can't absorb everyday activities and language.
Mm.
And your child actually ends up becoming irritable. You'll find lots of tantrums afterwards even depression.
Yeah.
And then just in terms of the content, what the research is showing is that the faster something is, the more realistic something is portrayed, the faster and better the transfer of the learning. So that's where you've got to watch ratings on what your children are watching.
Yep.
Because if it's more realistic, what then is being transferred to the child and what are they learning? You've got to just keep questioning that. So the more violent or the more sexualized something is realistically, the more your child's going to absorb it.
All right. Awesome. That's a great... Yes, great start. Yeah, Katrina.
Yeah, well, I just agree with all that through what I've experienced observationally.
Mm.
I think it's a little bit harder for parents now with the fact that even with children's shows, say on ABC TV, ABC 2, they just roll one after the other. You know, there's no
break.
There's no break. And, you know, so they could easily just be there for an hour and a half and you wouldn't realise.
Mm. Mm.
You know, that's why I think something like DVDs or recording shows on IQ can be quite good. So they just watch one thing and you know what they're watching. We see a definite pattern after, say, an hour of television with Birdie. She would get cranky and irritable and, as Colette said, have trouble focusing on tasks.
Mm.
And part of that, I think, is that they get so absorbed in the show that they neglect their physical needs. So they may be hungry, they're thirsty, they need to go to the toilet, they're uncomfortable. They don't know exactly what's wrong, but they feel bad.
Sometimes they don't even blink.
Yes.
My kids, their eyes are watering because they're not blinking.
And I think the reverse is also true. When they watch less TV, you start seeing them being, you know, making more stuff. They get nicer and brighter and et cetera. But obviously sometimes we need TV. Just wanted to just finish by saying, I think actually that TV is kind of not really the issue these days. It's all the other screen time that's more problematic.
Yeah.
I was at a get-together last weekend. All the kids are playing on their parents' iPhones.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, we have to set the example, I think, by showing that people are more important than technology. So when our visitors arrive, we have to put down our phones and our emails and our not answer the telephone or whatever and set really clear boundaries. No, you can't play on my iPhone because you have a friend here, et cetera, so that it doesn't take over social time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Aaron, how does it go in your house?
Look, I love that point where the TV goes on and I can just have a break. In the afternoon, usually it's, oh, thank goodness. I only have about 10 minutes before Jordan starts pulling things apart.
Yeah.
So that's 10-minute break. And I hate it so when it gets to, you know, discipline time and, okay, you've hit three and unfortunately you're going to miss out on TV time.
Yeah.
It's like, no. That's my punishment too. It is so hard and it's so easy. And you're right, screen time. It's so easy to just give them an iPad or something and just go about your business and leave them alone. But, gee, it is so bad because I was so worried and concerned one day when I noticed that my daughters weren't even blinking watching the TV. and so that's the thing. So we have set half-hour kind of blocks and it's building to a kind of a reward as well. So this is not a given. This is not something you get, but this is something you've kind of earned and has to be matched with some kind of physical activity. But, gee, it is so tempting to just leave it on.
Yeah. And some days you need it. You know, sometimes you get home from a party, you're all exhausted, and there's nothing better than just putting on a DVD of something that you know is safe. And
well, just before we take a break, I just was telling Colette before, I heard a story of a parent going to a play school concert, and the parent ran up to one of the presenters, kissed him, and said, thank you for my half hour in the afternoon. Just hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, we're here with Colette Smart, Katrina Rowe and Aaron Wright in our weekly panel chat, and we're talking about kids and TV. And Aaron, you were saying that your little ones sometimes forget to blink when they're watching.
The eyes are watering. They just sit there still as can be. And look, ABC2, what a great channel, but gee, it's bad because one program will finish and then, but I really like Grandpa in My Pocket and,
isn't it bizarre how they learn the rundown so quick?
Yeah, and they all know the names of everybody everything. It's just,
but then
wow.
Have you also noticed, say, after a play school, for example, and you do say, right, it's off, time off, you might actually catch them making what they were making or asking if they could do the cooking that they were doing. So there, I guess, Colette, there would be positives certain education
programs. I'm glad you said that because not all TV is bad. Yeah. So we looked at some of the issues earlier, but there are skills that children can learn. And we're seeing things like in regional areas or places like in Africa where kids are watching videos where they're getting educational content and learning to read and do maths that they would not have had before.
Yep.
So there actually are some great things you can choose from. And I loved what Katrina said earlier where you choose a block of time and record something so that the children know that that's the set time, that's the boundary.
That's the
amount of time that they've got to watch something and then it's over. If you, as a parent, don't want to have the fight that's going on, make sure that you've recorded something so that your children know that that's the end and it goes off.
That's really good. Yeah.
And does anyone have maybe some tips for when that time happens and it's off? And maybe
dinner's too far away. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What else could we be doing?
Some great times are when, say, mum is cooking and she actually needs the time.
Yeah.
She's got a tiny baby and a toddler. She might be breastfeeding or whatever. And it actually just works for you. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Use your half hour TV time then for times when it works for you as a mum.
That's what I use it for, cooking dinner, almost every night. Yep. If Chris is home, I don't have to do it.
Yep.
But it's a godsend. And something like play school, you know it's safe. You don't have to sit there watching it with them. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And like Bindi the Jungle Girl, you know.
Yeah.
For my daughter, that is just brilliant.
Yeah.
Great role model.
Yeah.
Learned so much through it. And then we're out walking and she'll say, no, Mum, that's not just a snake. That's a spotted tree snake, you know.
Yes.
It's not poisonous. I'm like, okay.
Okay, thanks for that. And I notice sometimes on my own Facebook that I see parents having these funny conversations about their favourite play school presenters because obviously when they're really little, you want to sit with them and, you know, and just it's just funny that parents start engaging in their favourite ABC show because that's what they're watching.
Yeah. I mean, Justine Clarke is a genius.
Yes. And there's some great ones. Like I particularly love for my four-year-old at the moment is Number Jacks. It's fantastic. He learns all the numbers. They also do positions like above, below. They learn colours. There's some fantastic stuff there. And Nina and the Neurons, they learn about taste and
this
smell.
This is what I'm talking about.
Gaspar and Lisa teaches you how to draw every day. It's fantastic.
Now, also for people who love craft, like Katrina and myself, Mr. Maker.
Mr. Maker, yes. Genius.
Brilliant.
Can I say, though, there is a danger. Recording programs, which I think you mentioned, Katrina, great idea, but Grandpa in My Pocket ran out the other day. It was recording. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon. The TV was on Channel 10, and I realised about 5 minutes later that my kids were now watching Bold and the Beautiful.
Good point.
That is a whole other topic.
You know,
there's
no blinking.
Really tacky game show that comes on after High Five, I have to say. And we sometimes take that, and then we walk in, and Kelly's watching these flashing, you know, numbers being turned over or something. It's like, oh, no.
So if I can just say at the end, I think a good rule of thumb, especially for little children, is to look for things where there's slower frame changes.
Yes, yes.
Places where there's pauses in between, like Dora, for example, where they actually have to answer or think in between. And then talk to your children. Obviously, realistically, you will not do it every time, but talk about what they watch.
Yep.
I think that's really important.
Brilliant. And that is where we will end today. Thank you, everybody. We'll start with Aaron. Thank you, Aaron.
No, thank you.
And Katrina and Colette.
Thanks. Thank you.
And we'll catch up next week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.